News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Alternative for Germany party is the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II. And with a year to go until Germany's national elections, the result looked punishing for Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition. And joining us now from Germany is journalist Rob Hyde. Good morning to you, Rob. These two regions in East Germany, can you just, I suppose, for people listening here in Ireland this morning, explain what these results mean?
Sure. OK, well, as you said, it's a regional election. So Germany's got 16 federal states, and two of these states, Thuringia and Saxony, have just had their elections. And what's basically happened is that the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, has done really well in both federal states. So in the federal state of Thuringia, it's actually won. They got 32.8% of the vote. And in Saxony, it came second, but only just. So it just came second behind the Conservative Party, which is the Christian Democratic Union. In terms of what it means for Germany, I would say what's happening here is that the traditional parties, the centre ground, has basically fallen away in these two federal states because the voters there have both moved more towards extremist parties. So on the one hand, the AfD, but that's not the only kind of player in the game. You've also got a lady called Sarah Wagenknecht, and she's from the radical left, and she's done very well as well. So in Thuringia, she managed to get 15.8% of the vote, and in Saxony, 11.8%. So I think what you've really got here is a massive dissatisfaction amongst voters with the coalition government headed by Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Okay.
So
it's being framed somewhat as a lurch to the right, but as you say, it's actually a lurch to the extremes, that the hard left and the hard right. I believe, and we don't know a huge amount about these parties here in this country, but am I right in thinking that both the hard left party and the hard right party that we're talking about, they're both wanting tighter migration rules? It isn't just the far right.
That's right. You would think that they kind of have nothing to do with each other in that one's far right or one's far left, but they actually share the same view on some key policy areas. So, for example, as you rightly said, uncontrolled mass immigration, they want to clamp down on that massively. They also both want to restore trade relations with Russia. They also are both kind of fiercely anti-EU. So, and they're also pro-German workers' rights. So, yeah, so there's a kind of unity, even though they seem to be at both different ends of the political spectrum.
And just very lastly, if any kind of, I suppose, ruling coalitions are being formed now, how do you see that all playing out?
I think it's going to be very, very difficult because all of the traditional parties have actually said we will not sit with the AfD. And what I think will now happen is that Sarah Wagenknecht from the radical left, she will end up playing a kind of kingmaker role whereby by associating with her, they'll then be various parties will be able to have enough seats to form a coalition in Thuringia.
Okay. So the more centrist moderates are all right with the hard left, but not with the hard right. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
Even though they're quite alike.
Yes, arguably, yes, yes.
It's very interesting times indeed. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is journalist based in Germany, Rob.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.